Priya, continue with this other one there about the economy and so on, and the world situation and global issues. Some who get into spiritual life and all that, they think this is all nonsense, you shouldn't be interested in that. Now you're just getting into mundane matters here, politics and all of that, and economics. A sadhu is not interested in that, but only in bhajan and kirtan and Bhagavatam and so on. But the thing is, the way I see it at least, I don't look at political issues or economical or military or whatever. I'm looking at people, human beings living on a planet here. Each one a soul. And many seem to be a bit lost and bewildered and confused and suffering. There are parasites exploiting others who don't have enough and others who have far more than they need. But again, it's not about having or not having or money or this or that. It's about life we have, what's going on in each and every one of us. And to what I see as my mission, you could say, is, and I think this is much of this Gaudiya mission, the Sankirtan mission, to first of all, I mean, start at grassroots level. See that here is a person, here is a person, and there are people here, like we. And when you look at these, you know, big economy issues here in the world today, then, again, eventually you need to just look at the ordinary people, which they do here on the street. Why don't we buy more than we do? Well, prices have gone up. But then my question would be, why do you need to buy more and more all the time? Is that the purpose of life? So what I mean here is that it's all about living people, souls here. And Sankirtan mission is about helping each other to understand more about our lives, self-realization, understand who we are, what's the purpose, how we can live happily, Dharma, Sanatana Dharma, Bhakti, relationship to God, how we, by stepping into that very simple, we can solve the problems, because then we will not be greedy, we will be sharing and we will be satisfied and not always greedy for more. And we will live in love, not envy, hate. And all of that. Fear. So what I mean here is that the knowledge given there in the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita and the Mahabharata and so on, and that was given to us, is being given to us by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and other Bhagavat Acharyas, it's not meant for just being preached inside congregations, within walls of religious institutions and groups, but to be understood in how it relates to and is relevant to all of us who live here today, whatever country we live in, whatever kind of person we think we are, because ultimately we are all parts and parcels of the Supreme Bhagavan. Which in itself is, when realized that it's actually a fact, a platform that we can build a harmonious civilization on Earth. And if you don't believe that it's possible and you just sit waiting for the nuclear war that will kill all the demons, then, well, you can do that if you want. But that's not really the way of the Bhagavad, the Dishti Bhagavad Acharyas, the Gaudiya mission and all of that. Mission of Lord Chaitanya, it is to save the fallen souls here, to establish a nice dharmic civilization here, based on the proper understanding of who we are and what the world is. But first and foremost, each and every one, helping each and every one to perfect their lives, becoming successful and happy, healthy and safe. And that's a nice thing to do. It's a nice creative project, you could say, to try to help reestablish, and I would say create, because today the rules and the conditions are very different than 500 years ago, 5,000 years ago. So it takes a lot of intelligence and work and creative work too. And that's the work I'm personally inspired to. And also getting more and more convinced is the actual way that this Bhagavad Gaudiya mission was intended to be working, since it's very conceptualization.